Going no contact with a narcissist is never easy. And that's true whether you're the one who left or you're the one who got discarded. I remember when I finally got the nerve to leave my ex-husband, there was this part of me that sort of wished that I could somehow make him realize exactly what it was that he'd lost. I wanted him to regret what he had done to me and how he'd affected my life long term. It was a little different when I went no contact with my mother. I wanted her to know that I was doing better without her in my life, if that makes any sense. In either case, though, while I knew for sure that I didn't want them in my life anymore, I guess a part of me kind of wanted them to miss me, or at least to regret losing me. Can you relate? Maybe you found yourself free of a narcissist recently, one who was in your life every day and who gaslighted you, manipulated you like there was no tomorrow, and who seemed to live to bring you grief. And now that they're gone, you kind of hate to admit it, but there might just be a tiny little part of you that misses that person, despite the fact that they took you for granted, despite the fact that they minimized you and made you feel like you were completely worthless. You've done your research, though, and you recognize that you probably miss the narcissist because of something called a trauma bond, which was the result of the ongoing cycles of your toxic relationship. You might even already know that going through cycles such as these cycles of intermittent reinforcement, which is ongoing punishment and reward, sprinkled with tiny crumbs of affection here and there to keep you hooked, well, that's going to cause the trauma bond to make you feel almost like an addict who has gone cold turkey on their drug of choice when the narcissist is no longer in your life. So have you ever found yourself wishing the narcissist would regret losing you or wanting them to miss you once you are gone? If so, you're going to want to stick around because that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. How to make the narcissist regret losing you and or miss you after the discard. What you can expect from the narcissist, how they think about you once you are gone, and exactly what you can do to make them realize who and what they've lost when they lose you. Listen, I totally get how you feel here, and who could blame you for feeling like you want them to suffer a little? I mean, after all, they were horrible to you, and all you did was everything in your power to make them happy. In many cases, you feel like they've kind of ruined your life and maybe even affected it in so many ways that you can't undo. If nothing else, you spent far too long trying to fix the unfixable. And you're rightfully angry. It's justified anger. But the first thing we have to recognize when it comes to narcissists is that what they miss when they miss you isn't so much as you as an individual, but what you did for them. They miss you as a source of narcissistic supply, which, in case you're new around here, means that you offered them certain things, attention, validation, maybe even admiration. You know, all the supply they needed to feed their ego. Plus, they might miss the things that you did to help them take care of themselves and their lives. Your cooking, your cleaning, taking care of the bills, business, things like that. But is it even possible for them to miss you as an individual? To miss you for yourself? Sadly, the answer is no, at least not in the same way that a normal person might miss you. I mean, don't get me wrong, they'll definitely notice your absence in their lives because you're not giving them all the things you did before. You're not doing all the things for them. They will miss having you as their own personal emotional garbage dumpster. They will miss your money or your attention or your lovemaking. They will miss the status or the social standing you offered them. They might even miss the supply that your family and your friends may have given them if they haven't completely pushed them all away from you by now in an attempt to isolate you. But as much as a part of you wants the narcissist to miss you, it doesn't exactly happen the way we want it to. Rather than longing for you and missing you, they long for things like your services or the benefits they get out of the relationship. Here's a good way to look at it. For the average toxic narcissist, the discard leads to a sort of out of sight, out of mind thing. They don't see you as a whole person, but as an extension of themselves. Their perception of relationships is totally out of whack. It's not the same as yours or mine. They see previous relationships kind of like we see our cell phones. Sure, when we first get our smartphones, they are amazingly new and shiny and fast. They have new features. They do all the cool stuff. But over time, they get overloaded and they start glitching here and there. Well, then we notice that there's some new app we're dying to try and it won't work on our phone. Before long, we hear about a newer, faster model that recently came out and we think, yay. And before we can say boo, we're at the Verizon store casually joking with the cute salesperson as we sign on the dotted line. We're getting that new phone, by golly, and we're not sad about it. We're not sad about the fact that we're no longer going to use the old phone. I mean, sure, we might miss that sparkly case we bought for it, or we might even miss that little clip-on stylus we paid extra for. But in general, do we sit around crying about our old smartphones? No, we don't. We just replace them without a second thought. That's exactly how narcissists see relationships. And we all know that they're infamous for sort of revisiting old relationships, right? But you have to know that for a narcissist, it's never about how amazing you might be. It's always about what they can get from you in the form of narcissistic supply. Don't confuse that with the idea that they miss you or that they feel anything real. Maybe here's a better way to look at it. Let's say you're just a little bit addicted to ice cream. You've been trying to quit eating it, you know, but one day you find yourself really needing a fix. Just then you hear the ice cream truck coming down the street. What luck, you think? I was just craving ice cream. So you go outside and you stand there with your money. Your excitement rises as the ice cream truck music gets a little closer and a little closer. And as it approaches, you notice, hey, that's not the same ice cream truck that usually comes through my neighborhood. At that point, do you turn away and do you go back inside if the truck isn't the truck you expected to see? Of course not. You go and you get your ice cream. That's because you're not thinking in that moment of the specific ice cream truck at all. You're only thinking of the delicious ice cream you're about to indulge in. So basically, it's what it can provide, not the truck itself. You can, and you would, get your ice cream fix from any ice cream truck, you see? So in this example, you're the truck and the ice cream is narcissistic supply. Bottom line is they aren't going to miss you for you. However, what they do miss is the ice cream or the supply. That is, of course, if they don't end up getting it from somewhere else, in which case, if they're able to move on and get their narcissistic supply elsewhere, then they most definitely will appear to forget that you exist. I mean, they will certainly use you as a weapon against the new supply, if that's of any comfort to you. So if the new supply folds their laundry wrong in their opinion, and you did it right because they yelled at you for years about it or whatever, well, they're going to throw this in the new supply's face. But again, that's about what you're doing for them, not about who you are. So how can you make the narcissist miss you? How can you make them regret losing you? Well, we have established already that the only thing narcissists miss about you is that supply that you give them or gave them. And then there's one thing that the narcissist regrets about losing you. And sadly, it is that they didn't take even more from you before they did. They don't regret the way they treated you. They don't regret the way they discarded you. And even if you discarded them, they don't regret what they did to cause you to do that. But there is one way that you can cause a narcissist to think they're missing out on you after all. And it's a little easier than you might think. So here's how you make a narcissist miss you. First, you remove yourself. Reduce or eliminate any contact that you have with them following the discard. So just stop engaging with them on any level that isn't absolutely necessary. If possible, obviously go completely no contact and remove them from your life. If that's not possible, just deal with them as much as you absolutely have to. So if you have kids together, only communicate with them about the kids and the business of raising them. No emotion, no kindness, just black and white facts and information. Only what's necessary to do your pickups, your drop-offs, any medical information you need to share with them, and stuff like that. Next, focus on you. Now, once you've started to do the low or no contact thing, you're gonna want to start to focus on taking care of yourself. The fact is that during your relationship with a narcissist, probably you lost yourself, if you ever fully understood yourself before anyway. And now would be a perfect time to start getting to know yourself for the first time or again. Figure out what you like and what makes you happy. Find out what your passions are if you don't already know and indulge in them. Throw yourself into a fun project or something that makes you want to get up and out of bed in the morning. Imagine what your ideal life would look like and start taking steps to create it now. Next up, fix what's broken. If there is something that you aren't loving about yourself right now, that it is possible to change or you're capable of changing, here's an ideal time to do this. Maybe you want to lose a few pounds, or maybe you want to increase your self-esteem or change your hair. Maybe you want to get better at keeping up on your housework, or you want to start working out or reading or going to church again. Whatever it is that you've been meaning to do that you were too busy to do because you had the narcissist, that's going to make you feel more complete and happy, well, start working on it one tiny baby step at a time. Even just researching your desired result can be a great way to start moving in the right direction. No baby step is too small. That brings me to number three, get clear on what you deserve. You spent a long time feeling worthless thanks to the narcissist and their abuse. Now is a great time to really take a good hard look at this whole situation. Be honest with yourself. Did you really deserve the way they treated you? Was any of it really your fault? Listen, I can tell you with all certainty that you did not deserve that. And how do I know? Because no one deserves to be treated the way a narcissist treats the people closest to them. And chances are that you're a kind, compassionate, and even giving person who loves really hard, which the narcissist obviously knew when they met you, and that's part of the reason they sucked you in the first place and managed to keep you around as long as they did. Let me remind you that you deserve to be loved, to feel safe, and to not be scared in your own home, at the very least. And you deserve to be loved in the same way that you would love someone else. What you don't deserve is to be taken advantage of, abused, and treated like you don't matter, because my friend, you do matter. Your thoughts, your feelings, your ideas, they're real, and they are worth hearing, and they are worth sharing. Please don't forget that. Number four, live like no one's watching. Yeah. Well, you might be tempted to show off your newfound awesomeness once you do get there, or to send the narcissist a little message letting them know how much better you're doing. don't bother. The truth is that their response, if any, is only going to annoy and frustrate you. Worse, they might try to hoover you, as in suck you back in, so they can get more supply from you now that they can see you're sort of recharging yourself. So rather than sitting around wondering if they're missing you, why don't you try to live like they don't matter? Live like they never even existed. Find ways to make yourself happy and find ways to make yourself feel amazing and embrace them. Truly, now is the time you can actually begin to create the life you've always wanted, or maybe the life you couldn't have imagined before. You can baby step your way there and you can't lose. Meanwhile, the narcissist will be fully aware of the fact that you no longer want or need them because you will be too busy living your amazing life. And the cherry on top of that little ice cream sundae will be the fact that you will be so busy living this sweet life, you might even forget that you ever missed them eventually. And that, my friend, is the ultimate way to get any sort of revenge on the narcissist, to live your life well and without them. You deserve that. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever wished you could make a narcissist miss you after the discard? If so, how'd it work out for you? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, and share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.